Well, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo didn't waste much time to get into at least one of those two bags today. I'm talking of Artisan Roast, who sent me two different processed Ethiopian coffees from the Yirgacheffe region. And, I've gotten over my marveling over how they presented everything. But what I forgot to tell you about, and I actually noticed it now when I had to get into the bag to lay them out on my clean kitchen towel, is even their bags are different. Yes, they are paper bags, but paper bags with a difference. On the back, you've got a little strip where it says pull, and you pull it open, and then you press. And you release what is one of these, you're probably familiar with these other coffee bags, where you have a little, it's like a rail that kind of clips together when you push it together. But this particular coffee bag only has that on the back. And the seal works much, much better than these other seals. So the front of the bag stays intact, and it's only the back that you rip a strip open, and then it reveals this plastic inside lining and the strip that runs across it that you push together to seal the beans completely so they're airtight. Of course, it comes also with a one-way valve, which is good so that the gases can escape, but no air can get in. Air is the enemy of the beans. So I laid them all out. And this particular bag is, of course, the fully washed version of that coffee. And one indication, I don't know if you ever really examine beans, I love examining beans, it gives me a bit of indication of the bean already, it gives me indication also of the roaster. And I examine not only the color, but the uniformity of it, if there's any blemishes or damages on any of the beans. And here I must say, there's one or two elephant ears, but that's about it. There's no Quakers at all in the 250 gram bag, which is quite amazing. But coming back to identifying the fully washed beans, you know that the back of the beans, not the rounded side, but the flatter side, well, that line in the middle, when it's a fully washed version, that line is very distinct, very white. And this, of course, shines out at you. This is a fully washed heirloom variety. Now, John did tell me that this coffee shines in a Chemex, but my Chemex hasn't yet arrived. I'd ordered it from Has Been Towers, and it's on its way. It's been dispatched, but sadly it didn't arrive on time for me to put that coffee through it. But I did say to John, what about the siphon? Because I have a siphon. Perfect, he said. So that's what I did. Haven't used the siphon since the summer. What a lovely occasion to pull it out again and set it up on my gas stove oven, quite simply. And measured it all up and performed what I think is quite a good cup of coffee. Of course, I haven't put my lips to it yet, so let's just see. Full of anticipation here. One thing I will say, when I ground the beans, their smell was just delicious already. It looks promising, it smells promising. Wow. I mean, very clean. And this is something. Whenever I taste the coffee now, I always think of John, because he said the first thing to see when you're cupping or when you're drinking a filter coffee, is it clean? Well, this is as clean as a whistle. Is it sweet? Yes, it is sweet. Has it got some acidity? Most definitely. Very pleasant acidity. Very remarkable acidity. Floral notes? Yes. Citrusy, not as much as I would kind of think, maybe. But it's very sweet. The sweetness stays with me. It's very balanced. The mouthfeel is just a delight. I've got to kind of take another sip. Yeah, and I mean, I'm no mean an expert in pulling the best performance on a siphon. But I think I've done a pretty good extraction here, or brew, because that coffee tastes beautifully and I'm quite sure that it's been roasted to perfection. So I'm, from the barista point of view now, just need to perform and bring out all this that this coffee and these beans can release. And I think, well, I probably could do a better job. There's always somebody who can do a better job, of course, but it is very, very pleasant. A lovely lingering aftertaste as well. That mouthfeel is something I particularly really enjoy. I like a mouthfeel. It's got a lovely mouthfeel. Okay, it's not as heavy as other coffees, but it's got a pleasant mouthfeel for a filter coffee. The sweetness and the acidity are beautiful. They're actually, you know, quite subtle in its way. Now, the bergamot that I've been promised, I don't know, I have had coffees with a bit more bergamot. I think I've had a Sidamo, for example. In fact, I've had it only last week, and one that I've roasted on my little hot tub, which had quite a lot of bergamot in it. But well, this is lovely. I mean, the citrusy is coming through now more that it's cooled down a little bit. It's very floral. It's really, really lovely. Well, will I taste the other coffee? Maybe only tomorrow, because I've got other cuppings to do. But thanks to Artisan Roast and thanks to John, this is a delightful coffee. The Yirgacheffe Aricha Voreda, Artisan Roast, all the way from Edinburgh.